The sergeants had to gently push aside the more enthusiastic spectators. Ione started to shake hands and wave. There were 5 major Confederation-wide news companies who maintained offices in Tranquility, and all of them had been told about Ione's arrival at the Research Project campus within 90 seconds of her tour beginning. The disbelieving assistant editor at Collins immediately asked the Habitat personality if it was true. "Yes," Tranquility said simply. The scheduled morning programs were immediately interrupted to carry the news. Reporters sprinted for tube carriages. Editors frantically opened channels to their contacts in the Laymill Project staff, seeking immediate on-the-ground coverage. Datavices became sensorvices, relaying optical and auditory nerve inputs directly to the studio. After 12 minutes, 80% of Tranquility's residents were hooked in, either watching Ione's impromptu walkabout on the AV broadcasts or receiving the sensorvise direct through neural mnemonics. "It's a girl. The Lord of Ruin is a girl. God, the Royal Saldanas will go mad over that. There's not a chance of reconciliation with the kingdom now." There were 2 Kyant working in the physiology laboratory. One of them came into the glass-walled lobby to greet Ione. It was an impressive and moving sight, the slight human girl standing in front of the huge Xenoc. The Kyant was an adult female, icy white hide glimmering softly in the bright morning light, almost as if she was wearing a halo. She had an oval cross-section body 9 meters long, 3 wide, standing on 8 fat elephant-like legs. Her head was as long as Ione was tall, which was slightly intimidating, as it reminded her of a primitive shield. A bony, slightly convex, downward-pointing triangle with a central vertical ridge, which gave it 2 distinct planes. There were a pair of limpid eyes halfway up, just above a series of 6 breathing vents, each of which had a furry fringe that undulated with every breath. The pointed base at the head served as her beak, with 2 smaller hinge sections behind. 2 arm appendages emerged from the base of her neck, curving round the lower half of her head. They looked almost like featureless tentacles. Then tractomorphic muscles rippled below the skin, and the end of the right arm shaped itself into a human hand. "You are much welcome here, Ione Saldana," the Kyant spoke into her mind. Kyant could always use the human affinity band, but Edenists had found it almost impossible to sense any form of private Kyant communication. Perhaps they had a true telepathic ability. It was one of the lesser mysteries about the enigmatic Xenox. "Your interest in this research venture does you credit," the Kyant continued. "My thanks to you for assisting us," Ione replied. "I'm told the analysis instruments you have made available here have been an immeasurable help." "How could we refuse your grandfather's invitation? Foresight, such as his, is a rare quality among your race." "I would like to speak with you about that sometime." "Of course, but now you must complete your grand progress." There was a note of lofty amusement behind the thought. The Kyant extended her new-formed hand, and they touched palms briefly. She inclined her massive head in a bow. Murmurs of surprise rippled round the others in the lobby. "Well, look at that, even the Kyant's bowled over by her." After the tour, Ione stood alone in one of the orchards outside the campus, surrounded by trees rigorously pruned into mushroom shapes, their branches congested with a fleece of blossom. Petals swirled slowly through the air about her, sprinkling the ankle-length grass with a snowy mantle. She had her back to the habitat, so that the entire interior appeared to curve around her like a pair of emerald waves, their peaks clashing in a long, straight flame of scintillating white light far overhead. "I want to tell you of the faith I have in everybody who lives in Tranquility," she began. "Out of nothing 175 years ago, we have built a society that is respected throughout the Confederation. We are independent, we are virtually crime-free, and we are wealthy both collectively and individually. We can be justifiably proud in that achievement. It was not given to us, it was bought with hard work and sacrifices, and it will continue only by encouraging the industry and enterprise that has generated this wealth. My father and grandfather gave their wholehearted support to the business community in creating an environment where trade and industry enrich our lives and allow us to aspire for our children. In tranquility, dreams are given a greater than average chance to become real. That you will continue to pursue your dreams is the faith I have in you. To this end, I pledge that my reign will be devoted to maintaining the economic, legal, and political environs which have brought us to the enviable position we find ourselves today, and enable us to look forward to the future with courage.